Ballot initiative sponsors will have to reveal their funding while they're still gathering signatures under a bill on its way to the governor's desk. They'll also have to hold public hearings around the state. The measure could make it harder to get measures on the ballot, but it won't be as difficult as the bill's sponsors wanted. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Alaskans use initiatives as an end run around the legislature. They've gathered signatures to tax cruise ships, move the capital, protect wolves, and legalize as well as criminalize marijuana. Often they fail, but sometimes they succeed, and a number of lawmakers think that success can come too easy.
People don't really know a lot of information when they sign an initiative.
Peggy Wilson is one of three prime sponsors of an initiatives bill on its way to the governor's desk.
They don't always know what the details are. They don't always know, well, who's backing this? You know, where is this coming from? So we just thought it was very important for people that sign an initiative that they really need to know exactly what's going on.
Wilson of Wrangell joined fellow Republicans Kyle Johansson of Ketchikan and Cherise Millett of Anchorage to push for the new initiative requirements. Their bill passed in the final hours of this year's legislative session. It at times met strong opposition from citizen activists who use the process to create laws. One is Joe Geldof, an author of 2006's Cruise Ship Initiative.
A lot of this was driven by some of the industries, the cruise industry, maybe the mining industry, who basically are outside firms who are, in some ways, very afraid of Alaskans standing and using their constitutional rights.
But the bill underwent changes, dropping a requirement that 30 hearings be held around the state and signature gatherers not be paid. Geldof says the final version might just improve the system. Initiative campaigns are already required to file financial reports after they make the ballot. Ketchikan's Johansson says earlier financial disclosure will make a difference.
We've never known how much it costs or who's paying for signature gatherers to fly around Alaska, whether they're being housed, they could be flown around, and there was no requirement that be public information. Now we're going to know from the very beginning all of the money that's put in the initiative process.
The bill also requires 8 public hearings around the state, 2 in each of 4 judicial districts. They'll be set up and paid for by the Lieutenant Governor's office. Lawmakers will also hold their own hearing on each initiative. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.